Today we're going to talk about Lel Shimurim. The night of the Seder is called a Lel Shimurim. It's a night of protection. And L'mayin Afkamina LaHalacha, that it's called a night of protection. In what sense does it afford us protection? How does that change the way we behave on the night of the Seder? The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Shmos Parakid Beis, Pasuk Mem Beis, Lel Shimurim Hu LaHashem Lo Tziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim Hu Alayla HaZeh LaHashem Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Dorosam. Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Pesach, based on that if you have Mayim Shalanu, if you have water that was left overnight, even though typically speaking, Mayim Shalanu is considered to be dangerous, if it was left exposed overnight, you have water that's left exposed overnight, it's listed in Yardeh Sim Kufta Zayin, where it talks about all of those things that are Asr Mishum Sakana, that you're not allowed to do because of danger, you're not allowed to drink an exposed liquid because of danger, because it used to be that there were snakes in the vicinity, and they would drop their venom in that water. So the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays we don't have snakes, so we don't have to worry about that kind of thing. But Beis Yosef writes that this Isser would not apply on the Lel Shimurim, on the night of Pesach, because the night of Pesach we are protected. That is one example of where Lel Shimurim plays a role. It's not the most famous example. The most famous example is probably what the Ramah talks about in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes that since Lel Pesach is a Lel Shimurim, the Magen Avraham actually in Sim Tav Pei Alef quotes from the Ma'aril that since it's a Lel Shimurim, the minhag is that we don't lock our doors on the night of the Seder, because we're somech and boteach b'shmirasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We trust our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us, so we don't need the protection that doors and alarm systems and things like that provide, so you don't lock your door on the night of the Seder. Rav Zilberstein actually has a shaila where he had a case. I don't know if he actually had a case or it's just made for an interesting shaila. You never know if it was interesting shailas, but he had a case where a guy had a pikadon that he was watching for somebody else, and on the night of the Seder he didn't lock his doors and his house was robbed and the pikadon was robbed. So is that called posheya as a shomer? Is that considered negligence in a shemira? He was just observing the minhag. It's a lel shimurim, so he didn't lock his doors. So Magen Avraham writes that the minhag is that people don't lock their doors on the night of the Seder. There's a question whether that minhag would apply in the second night as well. Is the second night for Bnei Chutzlar, it's considered to be a Lel Shimurim as well. But either way, Chak Yaakov writes there on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that if you live in an unsafe neighborhood, if you live in a place where when you leave your doors unlocked, it's likely that people are going to come in. It's more of a symbolic gesture of Lel Shimurim. That if you're safe anyway, then you keep your doors unlocked. But if you're in an area where sometimes there are break-ins, sometimes there are ganavim around, so then you should really lock your doors at night. You shouldn't leave your door open. There is also a minhag that some have that's recorded by some of the achronim, some of the chassidish achronim, of going out in the rechov shalir in the middle of the night, since it's a lel shimurim, and going and even singing the last part of the Haggadah because it's a lel shimurim. And there are several some suggest that the idea of lel shimurim, of not locking the doors, is not because of lel shimurim. It's a different part. It's a din in emuna. It's our way of expressing that we believe Eliyahu HaNavi is coming and we believe Mashiach is coming, so we got to let him in. We got to be ready. We have to be ready to go out, ready to come in. You know, they say Rav Schwab spent the Shabbos with the Chafetz Chaim in 1933, and Rav Schwab wrote up his description of Shabbos with the Chafetz Chaim. It happened to have been Parshas HaChodesh, and Rav Schwab said that the Chafetz Chaim says that, you know, you don't have to believe that Mashiach is 100% coming today, because we don't know if he's for sure coming today. We're mitzape b'chol yom shiavo, but you have to at least believe that it's a suffix. He says like a 50-50. You have to believe that it's like if like someone's wife is pregnant and she's due any day. So like the plans they make just in case she goes into labor on Shabbos, because it's a suffix. It's something that might actually happen. So we actually have to believe that like Mashiach, like it might really happen. It's not just something that we say. It's not. We have to actually believe. It's like a 50-50. So that's what we do. We open up our doors, and not because of the Lel Shimurim. Some suggest in Seder Aruch in Perek Kuf Samach Aleph in Seder Aruch, he quotes that idea as well, that it's a chizuk in emuna. But there are other issues that relate to Lel Shimurim. Let's say the first night of Pesach happens to be Shabbos, like it is this year. So we don't say the bracha mein sheva on a Pesach shechal b'Shabbos, because that whole bracha was only mesukan to protect us from mazikim. But on the night of Pesach, there's no concern of mazikim. That could also be why Pesachim Kuftes talks about zugos, the problem of having four cups. You're not allowed to have hairs of anything, because that's considered to be dangerous. Lel Shimurim, you don't have to worry about zugos. So we can have four cups of wine, we can have four of lots of things. We don't need to do things in odd numbers. The some of the poskim suggest that if you have food that was left underneath your bed overnight, where the Shulchan Aruch and Kufta Zayin Sif Hey says that that's considered to be a sakana, to leave food underneath your bed, to eat such food, you have to throw out the food. But on the night of the Seder, you can leave all the food you want under your bed, because it's a lel shimurim, no sakana is chal, nothing's going to happen on the night of the Seder. Some say beitza klufa, also a peeled egg left overnight, that the Gemara Nidah Yud Zayin talks about, Shulchan Aruch mentions also as davar shasim mishum sakana. So you don't have to worry on the night of the Seder, a peeled egg also would be okay, because once again, it's lel shimurim, and therefore you wouldn't have to worry about it. The in Seder Aruch in Perakuf Tes, he suggests, well, wait a second, if we're really not worried about Mazikim at all on the night of the Seder, there's a machlokas we showed him why it is that we do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and whether it's Mishum Rach Ra, because we touch Makamas HaMetunafim on our body, we touch unclean places on our body. So if it's Mishum Ruach Ra, it's a lel shimurim, there is no Ruach Ra, there should be no Ruach Ra, and therefore he said it should turn out that you shouldn't make an Al Netilas, you shouldn't say Bracha when you do Netilas Yadayim the next morning, because it may not have been a Ruach Ra. You only have the concern of Negiyah b'makamas hametunafim. A very interesting chiddush. He says he hasn't seen that in any poskim, so we wouldn't say to actually skip the bracha. Our minhag is we do say the bracha, but it's a very interesting chiddush about the potential of how far it goes with lel shimurim. The other well-known example of lel shimurim playing a role in halacha is what the Ramah writes in Siman Tav Pei Aleph Sif Beis, and that is that on the night of the Seder, the Ramah writes, when you say Kriyash Malamita, you should just say Shema, you don't say all those extra psukim. Magen Avram says, not just Shema, Mishmaru quotes this, it's also Hamapil, because Hamapil is a bracha that Chazal were Masaki and a person is supposed to say every night. It's a good question why a lot of people don't say Hamapil, but the standard practice should be Halach and Shulchan Aruch, it's Halach Pesuka, straight from the Gemara, that a person is supposed to say Hamapil, and the Lel Seder should be no different, that a person is supposed to say regular Shema and Hamapil, but not all those extra Pesukim. All the extra Pesukim we add in, if you look at Kriya Shema Lamita in the Seder, it's like 5 pages long, so you don't have to say all of that stuff, because that's only there to provide a person with extra protection. There are some that are no egg to not even say Hamapil on the night of the Seder. The Ben Ishchai in Chelek Aleph Parshas Tzav quotes from the Ariya Kadosh, not to say Hamapil even on the night of the Seder. And there are those people that are knowing. I don't know if it's the Ben Ishchai that quotes from the, but they quote from the Kafachayim rather. Kafachayim quotes from the Ariya Kadosh, the not to say Hamapil on the night of the Seder. There's a question in general: can you say Hamapil after Chatzos? Meaning that might be a reason where the minhag developed not to say Hamapil after the Seder, because by the time you finish your Seder, it's most likely Chatzos. Halacha is the Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat your Afikomen by Chatzos. Ramah says you should even finish your Dalet Kosos by Chatzos. So minig is to be mekel for whatever reason that people finish much later, but certainly by the time you're going to sleep, usually it's after chatzos. So there's a question whether you're allowed to say hamapil after chatzos. That might be part of the issue. The Shari Tshuva and Reish Lamates have cut in bays. Reish Lamates is the siman where he discusses Shulchan Aruch discusses hamapil. Quotes from the Sefer Lach Metoda not say hamapil after chatzos, and seems to quote that somewhat favorably. It is clear though in Bir Alacha that that's not the case. That the Mishabura didn't hold that way. Bir Alach, he discusses, let's say you're up very, very late at night, and you cheshbin that right now it's not a Amura Shachar yet, but by the time you fall asleep, it will be a Amura Shachar. And they were not misakin to say Amapil during the daytime, only during the nighttime. So should you say Amapil if when you're saying the bracha, it's night, but by the time you actually fall asleep, it's going to be daytime already? You see from that discussion that the Bir Alach is assuming that one says Hamapil even after Chatzos Halayla, that we do say Hamapil after Chatzos. So it doesn't seem that Chatzos should be the Koveya over here, and probably we should do what it says in Magen Avraham and what it says in Mishnah Berura, that you say Shema, you say Hamapil. The Arizal, they quote from that he would say all three Parshios in Kriya Shema Lamita, and there could be good reason for that as well, even Alpi Nigla, not just Alpi Nistar, and that is that the halacha is that you're not allowed to start your Seder till after Tzeis HaKochavim. You're not allowed to say Kiddush, as Maruch says, till after Tzeis HaKochavim. But it should be as soon after Tzeis HaKochavim as possible, which means that by the time you finish davening and come home and are ready to start, it should be right at Tzeis HaKochavim, which means you're probably davening Mariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you're davening Mariv early, you're not waiting till Tzeis HaKochavim to daven Mariv, so you're not being Yotzei the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you say it in Shul at night. You're going to need to say the three parshios of Kriya Shema again later. So maybe that's the reason for the minhag that the Arizal has, that the Ben Ish Chai quotes from the Arizal, to Dafka say all three parshios of Kriya Shema later on at night. Some don't like the idea of saying Kriya Shema Lamita, of saying all three parshios when you're saying Kriya Shema Lamita, because the halach is you're supposed to be Mesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim Ad Shechat Foshena, until sleep overcomes you. So if you wait till then, you're very likely just going to end up missing it entirely, because you're just going to fall asleep reading Shir Hashirim or being Mesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim, and that's not a good idea. You don't want to miss the Gimel parshios of Kriya Shema, so maybe sometime during your Seder would be a better time to read all three parshas of Kriya Shema, but people sometimes forget all about it. If you're, most shuls actually wait till Tzeis Chavim Daven Maariv even nowadays, but if you didn't, so people sometimes forget all about it. One more minhag on the night of the Seder, also based on the Arizal. The Arizal says that a married person should not be, certainly a single person also, should not be Mishamish Mita on the night of the Seder, that they should be knowing based on, he says, Tam Yadua Li Yodei Chein, the people who know the secrets and know Sisrei Torah understand why, but that's a Mishabura quotes this. Mishabura quotes this in Siman Reish Mem Sivkat Zayin, that the night of the Seder is a night that there should be no Tashma Shamita, and the Shari Tshuva writes that the same is true even if Pesach is Chal and Shabbos. So even though there's a mitzvah sona specifically Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos on Friday nights, but the minhag of Pesach overrides that. But it's not mitzad adin, it's mitzad midas chasidus. There's a discussion in the Achronim whether it would apply both Seder nights in Chutz Laretz or only on the first Seder night. But the Chayyadim points out that it's only a midas chasidus, and therefore, if it's a lel ona because it's a lel tevila, let's say, that would override the minhag of no tashma shamit on the night of the Seder. So those are some of the issues relating to the fact that the night of the Seder is a lel shimurim.